Morning Watch, Day 4. A timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's recovery, Week 1. The world situation as the indicator of God's move on earth. The vision of world history from Christ's ascension to the end of this age. The spreading of the truths of the Lord's recovery as a preparation for his coming back. And persevering in prayer while discerning the signs of the times. Related verses. Revelation 6:1-8. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying like the sound of thunder, Come. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he who sits on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, Come. And I saw, and behold, another horse, a red one, went forth, and to him who sits on it, to him authority was given to take peace from the earth, and that men should slay one another, and to him a great sword was given. And when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, Come. And I saw, and behold, a black horse, and he who sits on it had a balance in his hand. And I heard as it were a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, A chonix of wheat for a denarius, and three chonixes of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, Come. And I saw, and behold, a pale horse, and he who sits upon it, his name is Death, and Hades followed with him. And authority was given to them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with a sword, and with famine, and with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Matthew 24:3-6-8. Verse 3. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the consummation of the age? Verse 6-8. And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for it must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All of these things are the beginning of birth pangs. Suggested reading. The first four seals are four horses with their riders, running in a four-horse race. All four riders are not real persons, but personified things. The first seal is a white horse and its rider, signifying the spreading of the gospel. A bow with an arrow is for fighting, but here there is a bow without an arrow. This indicates that the arrow has already been shot to destroy the enemy, and that Christ fighting for the constitution of the gospel of peace is finished and the victory is won. A crown signifies that the gospel has been crowned with the glory of Christ. The gospel that we preach today has a crown, and this crown is the glory of Christ. We should not feel shameful when we preach the gospel. Rather, we should feel glorious. To preach the gospel is a glorious thing. Those who preach the gospel become the riders of the white horse. Went forth conquering in Revelation 6:2 signifies that the gospel has been going forth with Christ to conquer all kinds of opposition and attack. We believers must be on the white horse for the spreading of the gospel. The second seal consists of a red horse and its rider, signifying the spreading of war. Red in Revelation 6:4 signifies the shedding of blood. The red horse is a symbol of the raging of war, which is altogether a matter of shedding blood. The third seal, consisting of a black horse and its rider, signifies the spreading of famine. Revelation 6, 5 and 6 says, "When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, 'Come,' and I saw, and behold, a black horse, and he who sits on it had a balance in his hand. And I heard, as it were, a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, 'A chonix of wheat for a denarius, and three chonixes of barley for a denarius. And do not harm the oil and the wine.'" Black here, indicating the death, signifies the color of the visage of famished people. The black horse is a symbol of the spreading of famine, which causes a black visage. The fourth seal, consisting of a pale horse and its rider, signifies the spreading of death. Revelation 6, 7 and 8 says, "When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, 'Come,' and I saw, and behold, a pale horse, and he who sits upon it, his name is Death, and Hades followed with him. And authority was given to them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with a sword, and with famine, and with death, and by the beasts of the earth." Pale signifies the color of the appearance of those stricken with the plague. Hades following death signifies that Hades receives and retains those whom death has killed. Authority is given to death and Hades over the fourth part of the earth to kill with a sword, famine, and death, and by the beasts of the earth. The running of the four-horse race began from Christ's ascension and continues through the entire age of the church to Christ's coming back. Beginning with the first century, the gospel has been spreading throughout these 20 centuries. War among the human race has also been proceeding simultaneously. War has always caused famine, and famine has issued in death. All of these will continue until the end of this age.